Dr. Kemp's Visitor. Dr. Kemp is still working in his study when he hears the shots. He opens the window and watches the crowd, and then returns to his desk. A few minutes later, his doorbell rings. "I wonder what that was," says Dr. Kemp. "Was that a letter?" he asks. "No one was there, sir," answers the maid. The doctor works until 2 o'clock in the morning. Then he goes downstairs for a drink. On the way, he notices a spot of drying blood on the floor. He finds more blood on the doorknob of the bedroom. Inside, there's blood on his bedspread. The sheet is no longer in one piece, and the bedclothes look as though someone is sitting there. "Kemp," says the voice. "Eh?" says Kemp, with his mouth open. "Keep your nerve," says the voice. "I'm an invisible man." Kemp stands there speechless for a minute, staring at the bandage. "Invisible man," he says. "I am an invisible man," repeats the voice. The story rushes through Kemp's brain. He seems to be processing the information because he doesn't appear scared or surprised. Realization comes later. "I thought it was all a lie," he says. "But this is nonsense. It's some trick." He steps forward suddenly, and his hand extends towards the bandage and meets invisible fingers.